高考模拟试卷三。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Amy, how did the job interview go?
I didn't expect it to be conducted in English. I stuttered all the time and even forgot to introduce myself.
Question. How did Amy feel during the interview? 2. I hear that you'll have a get-together next weekend.
So far, I haven't been informed of that.
Question. What does the woman imply? 3. I will never go with Bill again. He could never remember where he parked his car.
That certainly sounds like Bill.
Question. What kind of person is Bill? 4. Is there a problem, officer? I'm sure I was driving at the speed limit.
You were, but is everything okay? It sounded as if you were screaming.
Question. Why is the man stopped by the man? 5. When is Jack going to finish writing that program?
I don't know. He's been working day in and day out.
Question. What does the woman say about Jack? 6. I'd like to register for the full 3 days. Now, can I pay that by Alipay?
Sure, either by Alipay or by credit card is okay. And you can pay at the conference office.
Question. What are they talking about? 7. Well, Ms. Zhang, I must point out that the prices are much higher than before, which are beyond our expectation.
Yes, as you know, the labour cost recently has increased, and so has the raw materials cost, so I have no choice but to raise price.
Question. What do we learn from the dialogue? 8. Oh my God, the restaurant is so crowded. Why not go somewhere else?
Come on, after an hour's driving in the rush hour, you just told me to go somewhere else. We can wait. It's our wedding anniversary after all.
Question. What does the woman mean? 9. Having visited so many different countries, you must be able to speak several different languages.
I wish I could, but French and English are the only ones that I have ever learned to speak.
Question. What did the woman say of her knowledge of languages? 10. Judy, are you going straight home after school?
No, I have a class until 1 o'clock, and after that I'm going to spend a couple of hours at the library before going home.
Question. What time may Judy go home? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Do you think getting cold can give you a cold? Is it bad to drink milk when you have a cold? Can chicken soup cure a cold? Ranit Mishori is a family medicine doctor at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. She says colds are more common in winter, but not because of low temperatures. The cold weather just means people stay inside more. Adults generally get 2 to 3 colds a year. Children are likely to catch 4 or 5. Dr. Mishori says some people mistakenly believe they can become resistant to colds. There is still no cure for the common cold, but Dr. Mishori says there are ways to feel better soon. She says honey can also help. Dr. Mishori says honey seems to be especially effective in children with colds. But the agriculture department says never to feed honey to babies less than 1 year old. Do you think getting cold can give you a cold? Is it bad to drink milk when you have a cold? Can chicken soup cure a cold? Ranit Mishori is a family medicine doctor at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. She says colds are more common in winter, but not because of low temperatures. The cold weather just means people stay inside more. Adults generally get 2 to 3 colds a year. Children are likely to catch 4 or 5. Dr. Mishori says some people mistakenly believe they can become resistant to colds. There is still no cure for the common cold, but Dr. Mishori says there are ways to feel better soon. She says honey can also help. Dr. Mishori says honey seems to be especially effective in children with colds. But the agriculture department says never to feed honey to babies less than 1 year old. Questions. 11. The passage is mainly about...
12. According to the Ranit Mishori, what leads to catching a cold?
13. What can we learn from the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Have you bought something useless just because it's cheap? When retailers want to encourage customers to buy a particular product, they typically offer it at a discount. According to a new study to be published in the Journal of Marketing, they are missing a trick. A team of researchers looked at consumers' attitudes to discounting. Shoppers, they found, much prefer getting something extra free to getting something cheaper. The main reason is that most people are poor at calculating. Studies have shown other ways in which retailers can exploit customers' poor maths. One is to confuse them with double discounting. People are more likely to see a bargain in a product that has been reduced by 20% and then by an additional 25%. The method works better than a 40% reduction. When advertising a new car's efficiency, for example, it is more convincing to talk about the number of extra miles per gallon it does, rather than the equivalent percentage fall in fuel consumption. Even well-educated shoppers are easily cheated. Sending everyone back to school for maths refresher courses seems out of the question. But more usually displayed unit prices in shops and advertisements would be of great help. Have you bought something useless just because it's cheap? When retailers want to encourage customers to buy a particular product, they typically offer it at a discount. According to a new study to be published in the Journal of Marketing, they are missing a trick. A team of researchers looked at consumers' attitudes to discounting. Shoppers, they found, much prefer getting something extra free to getting something cheaper. The main reason is that most people are poor at calculating. Studies have shown other ways in which retailers can exploit customers' poor maths. One is to confuse them with double discounting. People are more likely to see a bargain in a product that has been reduced by 20% and then by an additional 25%. The method works better than a 40% reduction. When advertising a new car's efficiency, for example, it is more convincing to talk about the number of extra miles per gallon it does rather than the equivalent percentage fall in fuel consumption. Even well-educated shoppers are easily cheated. Sending everyone back to school for maths refresher courses seems out of the question. But more usually displayed unit prices in shops and advertisements would be of great help. Questions. 14. What method did retailers use to encourage customers to buy goods?
15. What did customers prefer about the discount?
16. What is a good way to improve people's ability to see through discounts?
16. What is a good way to improve people's ability to... Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Come in and take a seat, please, Emma. Shelley, right?
Yes, Mr. Green.
I'd like to know something about your educational background to confirm your qualifications. Miss Shelley, you got a bachelor's degree, didn't you?
Right. I graduated from New York University in 2014, majoring in economics.
Fine. And could you please tell me if you have got any working experience?
Well, I'm working for Singapore Airlines at the moment in their San Francisco office.
And what are you exactly doing there now?
I work in the Department of Sales Promotion.
I see. And how long have you been working there?
For 2.5 years.
Would you mind telling me your present salary?
I'm making $2,280 a month at present. And I know your starting salary of this position is about $2,600 a month.
That's right.
I'd like to know if your company provides opportunities for further education.
Yes. Our employees are allowed to take up to 6 hours a week at full pay to attend college courses related to the present jobs. But you have to pay the tuition fees by yourself if the college courses are not concerned with your job.
That's very generous. Oh, one more thing I'd like to ask about.
Go ahead, please.
I'd like to know about your welfare system.
About the company welfare. Every year we have medical insurance, 2 weeks paid annual leave, and 10 days of sick leave.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you. We'll inform you within the week.
Thank you. I appreciate the time you've given me. I really want to join the company.
Okay. Good luck. Come in and take a seat, please, Emma. Shelley, right?
Yes, Mr. Green.
I'd like to know something about your educational background to confirm your qualifications. Miss Shelley, you got a bachelor's degree, didn't you?
Right. I graduated from New York University in 2014, majoring in economics.
Fine. And could you please tell me if you have got any working experience?
Well, I'm working for Singapore Airlines at the moment in their San Francisco office.
And what are you exactly doing there now?
I work in the Department of Sales Promotion.
I see. And how long have you been working there?
For 2.5 years.
Would you mind telling me your present salary?
I'm making $2,280 a month at present. And I know your starting salary of this position is about $2,600 a month.
That's right.
I'd like to know if your company provides opportunities for further education.
Yes. Our employees are allowed to take up to 6 hours a week at full pay to attend college courses related to the present jobs. But you have to pay the tuition fees by yourself if the college courses are not concerned with your job.
That's very generous. Oh, one more thing I'd like to ask about.
Go ahead, please.
I'd like to know about your welfare system.
About the company welfare. Every year we have medical insurance, 2 weeks paid annual leave, and 10 days of sick leave.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Well, I've enjoyed talking with you. We'll inform you within the week.
Thank you. I appreciate the time you've given me. I really want to join the company.
Okay. Good luck. Questions. 17. What does the man want to make sure of at first?
18. How much can the woman earn per month if she gets the job?
19. Which of the following statements is false?
20. What can we conclude from the conversation?